With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Friday. The focus for today is the world. Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, your name is above every name on earth, over every nation and ruler. Every knee will bow at the announcement of your name. And so I kneel this day, and I call upon the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time and space. Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world, the light that no darkness can overcome. Illuminate my darkened heart, scatter the shadows, and give me the light of life.
On the daily pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the word of God speak to your life.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, blot out all of my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, cleanse me from sin. I've lost love. Plan out all of my transgressions and wash away all my iniquity. Cleanse me from sin.
I come before God with a sober assessment of my life. I, a poor sinner, plead guilty before God of all sins. I have lived as if God did not matter, and as if I mattered most. My Lord's name I have not honored as I should. My worship and prayers have faltered. I have not let his love have its way with me, and so my love for others has failed. There are those whom I have hurt, and there are those whom I have failed to help. My thoughts and desires.
Our reading today is from Psalm 146, verse 9. The Lord watches over the foreigner. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. Our meditation today is on the word immigrant and was written by Jeff Clater. 2 years ago, God gave me a gift. He placed a young man in my life named Charles. Charles grew up in a refugee camp in Uganda. When he was 16, his family was given an opportunity to come to the United States. He learned English, kicked for his high school football team, and graduated. Today, he's completing his associate's degree at a community college and preparing to transfer to a 4-year university. In Uganda, Charles and his family had a few cows. It was nothing like the big agriculture of America. No tractors, no barns, no fences. They would just let the cows roam in the countryside around the camp. Charles' job was to follow the cattle wherever they found pasture. As a 10-year-old boy, he would sleep for days in the countryside next to the cows. Charles is an intern at my church. I meet with him weekly to talk about God, life, and ministry. Last year, we were reading through Luke's gospel and came to this. And in the same region where there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. That's from Luke 2, verse 8. After we read it, Charles said, "Oh, I did that." Although he watched cows instead of sheep, Charles knows exactly what it's like to be a shepherd. He did that. So I said, "Okay, teach me." In my friendship with Charles, I have seen that he is often overlooked and undervalued. Immigrants are often perceived as a lower class in our society. At best, we kindly put them on the sideline and assume they will work the jobs we don't prefer. At worst, we see them as a threat to, quote-unquote, American values. This isn't new. In the Bible, immigrants, the foreigner, the alien, the sojourner, are always at the bottom. But God has a heart for the overlooked and the undervalued. In Deuteronomy, God demands that his people make provisions for them. In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 19, he says, "When you reap your harvest and leave a sheaf in the field, it shall be for the sojourner, the fatherless, the widow." Charles started a ministry to African youth. It's been a gift to me. Here I see the Lord working hope and joy among kids who are pushed into the margins of society. This is just God's way. The Bible is full of immigrants and wanderers without a home. Abraham is a template of the pilgrim sojourner. In a way, we're all immigrants, for we are never really home here. We desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. That's from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16. We pray, Lord, give me eyes to see the overlooked and undervalued around me. How can I welcome them, show them compassion, and bless them? Even more, how will you bless me through a sojourner? Teach me the faith of a pilgrim wanderer. Make me long for a better country. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ooh.
Lord, today I pray a big prayer, a prayer for the world, but it's not too big for you. You're the God of the world. You're not a local or regional God, but you are the God of heaven and earth. So today, Lord, I pray for my city, my state, and my country. Lord, I pray for leaders in our midst, for mayor, governor, president, Congress. Lord, I pray for those who serve the public in the world, police officers, firefighters, teachers, first responders, medical personnel. Lord, I pray for my community, for good government, good schools, good business. Lord, I pray for the nations of the world, for world leaders, for wisdom and guidance from you. Lord, I pray for justice in the world, especially for the oppressed, for minorities, immigrants and refugees, orphans, widows, the very young or unborn, and the very aged. Lord, I pray for all creation which you have made, for the care of the land,